I Can't Believe It's News.
You are fake news.
With Brad and John.
Well, if you're a criminal, you might want to be careful giving cops a fake name if you have one of these hanging around your neck. From Lincoln, Nebraska, authorities locked up a guy on suspicion of false reporting after he tried to give the cops a fake name. It was pretty obvious to the cops that he was giving them a fake name, considering when he was doing it, he was wearing a lanyard with his real name on it.
In picture, probably.
Cops responded to reports of a domestic incident at this home, and before officers headed to the scene, they were made aware that they would be contacting this 26-year-old dude by the name of Markel Towner, who had a couple of arrest warrants. So when the cops show up and they find a man matching Markel Towner's description sitting in a vehicle outside a home, officer approached, asked the guy for his name. He gave some phony name. Officers take a look at this lanyard hanging around his neck with the name Markel Towner. There aren't a lot of Markel Towners. How many Markel Towners you heard of before this particular story? That's our guy.
And when the picture's right on there, it's a slam dunk. How about this that played out in Canada, in Nova Scotia, with an employer and an employee that they had to let go because he was doing something on the job that he claims he didn't know was wrong? A guy in Canada recently sued the company after they fired him because he was going in for some self-pleasure sessions in the bathroom stall at work. Yeah, he was playing a little five-on-one at work, and apparently he'd done it more than a couple times. And so a manager did sit him down and tell him there had been complaints about noises, heavy breathing, and things of that nature. And so they canned him. Well, he's filed a lawsuit, said he didn't know that that was an issue because the manager said I was too embarrassed to bring it up to him. Like, and so he would use euphemisms or whatever. He never really said specifically about him pleasuring himself. And then he said, you know what? As long as nobody was in the stall next to me and I didn't make any sounds, I don't know what you're talking about. And his lawyers argued this guy has a sex addiction and this was a disability. And that, you know, there was no evidence, you know, they ended up finding out there was no evidence that this disability should have been, taken care of at work or whatever. You know, it didn't interrupt.
Wait, so with this disability, are they required them to give him breaks to go do this?
They don't know. The employer, an aerospace firm operating the hangars at the Halifax Airport, did have just cause to terminate the employee because of him in there doing his little five-knuckle shuffle, and they said it caused the rest of the staff embarrassment and distress in the workplace. He'd been warned about it for 2 years.
Yeah, you don't want to be in the same hangar as that guy ever.
Never.
Give that guy his own hangar. I had a last one here. Now, everybody's aware of these terribles. This has been going on for a week now, these tornadoes and storms that have been going through the plains and the Midwest and the South and the Mid-Atlantic and all that, you know? And then... from time to time, we get these stories about meteorologists who, in the middle of their storm reports, start berating viewers because they get email, social media.
These meteorologists from
viewers who are complaining that they are breaking into programming with storm alerts.
They busted into the Denver and Portland Game 7 with some side screen, some split screen tornado footage. And the one meteorologist got all kinds of hateful voicemails.
All right. Well, let's go. This meteorologist here you're about to hear from had enough of it. He was fighting back. So this was Monday night in Dayton, Ohio. Two tornadoes touched down in Dayton on Monday night. And this anchorman broke into not NBA playoff basketball, but The Bachelorette. And he heard it from the Bachelorette fans, and he responded in kind.
This heavy rain is between you and the tornado. That's why this is a dangerous situation tonight. It's dark. It's also rainy. I was just checking social media. We have viewers complaining already. Just go back to the show. No, we're not going back to the show, folks. This is a dangerous situation, okay? It's nice rain. Think about this. This was your neighborhood. I'm sick and tired of people complaining about this. Our job here is to keep people safe, and that is what we're going to do. Some of you complain that this is all about my ego. Stop. Okay, just stop right now. It's not. I'm done with you people. I really am. This is pathetic.
So he is handing out no roses to the Bachelorette.
I can't believe it's news.
Fans, is that what they hand? Is that the show where they hand out the roses? Is it the Bachelor or Bachelorette?
I think they both do.
They both hand out roses. All right, enough of that stuff.
You think this is about my ego? Yeah. It's not.
Well, of course it is. He's on a rant there.